I'm speaking with Terry Urban, a member of the Portage City Council who is running for re-election. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself beyond that?
I've been a resident of Portage since 1980. I moved here to take a job with the Upjohn Company, and I've been involved in Portage affairs since shortly after that. 8 years on the Park Board, over 8 years on the Zoning Board of Appeals, and now 16 years on the council. I'm now married and have two young daughters, Mackenzie and Kaylee, 7 and 5, and am learning a whole new style of life at this age.
And why are you running for another 4 years on the Portage City Council?
The simple and easy answer is that it's part of my adult life, service to Portage. I've done it for 33 years now. The more complicated answer is that we have some of the biggest challenges facing the Portage City Council in decision-making in the next couple of years that we've probably had since I've lived in Portage. A couple of issues with tax and revenue that are going to require tough decisions that are difficult for some folks to make. And I'm willing to make those decisions, and those hard decisions. We can talk about that if you'd like to.
Well, I'd like to break down challenges first here before we maybe get into some specifics. I guess, to get sort of into specifics, I'm wondering if you could maybe tell us what you see as maybe a big challenge that is going to be on the table now in the next 6 months, something that the council will deal with, but maybe something else that you think is sort of a longer-term issue that you're going to be dealing with, perhaps for the next 4 years if you're on the city council again.
Well, it's going to be allowed a little bit farther than 6 months, but the biggest challenge that we're going to have is the potential loss of the business personal property tax. The state legislature has decided that it wants to get rid of that tax, and that's not necessarily a bad decision. It's up for voter approval this coming August. But if that tax goes away, it will be a 20% hit to the general fund in Portage. It's 15% in Kalamazoo and, of course, lesser amounts in smaller communities. But in Portage, that 20% hit to the general fund is something that we can't absorb without significant cuts in service and probably people. 60% of the general fund funds fire and police. And over the last 6-7 years, we've cut about 35 to 40 positions already out of a staff of 230. We're down to about 180. We don't have room to make those cuts. The state legislature has promised the ability for replacement revenue, but rather than them taking on that task, they've kicked a can down the road to the local municipalities. If we want to replace revenue, we're going to have to enact local taxes. And that's something that people don't like to talk about. When we did our last community survey in 2011, we asked the question, if we lose more revenue, would you rather have services cut or taxes increased? The results were 50-50 within the margin of error. So it's going to take people on the council that are willing to look at the data, look at the alternatives, try and figure out what the state's doing to us, and see where we want to take Portage in that very near future. It's not going to, you know, people that spout political ideology, no new taxes from the first Bush era, those kinds of things. We can't talk in those kinds of terms. We have to look at what we're doing, what we need to do for the citizens, and what they expect us to do. And that may mean, and most probably will mean, in a city like Portage, taking a 20% hit, some form of new taxes. And rather than the state taking a tax away and replacing it, they've taken it away and kicked the responsibility down to us. That's the biggest challenge I see, and that's a good part of the reason that I chose to run again, is that I think I can help handle those kinds of decisions. My history with the city, my knowledge of the past, and hopefully where we should go in the future, I think can help guide both myself and the entire council in making those kinds of decisions.
So that's an issue that's going to come up next year. The second part of the question, do you see a longer-term sort of issue that you think could be, you know, still being hashed out 3 or 4 years from now?
Well, we've all just gotten the consolidated dispatch report. We now learn that there are deficiencies in the out-county area. There probably aren't deficiencies in Portage. We've learned that to consolidate and address those issues in a county-wide manner is going to cost more. It may cost a significant amount more. We've also learned that even if the decision, which isn't just going to be made within Portage, is to collect that money, the decision still is whether to participate in a consolidated dispatch and whether that's an appropriate thing for the citizens of any community, whether it be Portage, Kalamazoo, whether Western, all of the dispatch agencies. That's going to take at least 3 years, would be my guess, to work through, and probably more. Consolidated transit has taken 10 years, and we've got a now plan for 2 years. So that's one that's going to take at least the length of another term to work out. And the overall problem of doing what we need to do in a city with this decreased revenue, what a lot of people don't have in the front of their mind is that even if the property values rebounded today because of the Headley Amendment and the limits on how much property taxes can increase each year, we wouldn't get back to the same level of revenue for a couple of decades. So we've lost it fast, and we can never gain it back that fast. So we are having to learn how to do what we need to do with less. We've, as I said, we've cut positions. We've consolidated directorships. We no longer have a separate fire and police chief. We've done lots of things, and we're in really good shape for what we've went through so far. But that pressure is not going to go away with an economic recovery, even a recovery in the housing industry and housing values, simply because of the tax structure here in the state and those limits on recovering property tax revenue as values go up.
Let's go back to 911 dispatch for a moment. I guess under what conditions would you say as a Portage City Council member it would get your vote for Portage to participate?
I don't know. That's the bottom line, is I don't have enough information or enough data to make that decision. There are people that will tell you I'm for dispatch or consolidated dispatch or I'm against it. I can't make that decision until I have data. We now have essentially two scenarios at two different funding levels and what kind of funds that would support, what kind of dispatch that would support. But we still don't have any idea about governance, any idea about all of the other issues that go along with trying to put a consolidated authority together. I've been working with the transit consolidation directly here for the last year on the leadership team, and I know the issues we've had there, and they're much bigger with consolidated dispatch. What it looks like is that we have deficiencies in the county that need to be addressed. They can be addressed by consolidation. It's going to cost a lot of money. Portage residents, everybody. Those issues probably can be solved in different ways. With the county available 42-cent levy, they could probably fix the county dispatch and the out-county fire needs. Now, I understand the longer-term issues of new technology coming forward and consolidation, limiting costs of everybody having to duplicate that technology. All of those issues and all of that information is the information that I need to form an opinion on whether it's good for Portage to participate or not. I thought this was actually going to be essentially taking out of the council's hands. I didn't know until we had the recent meeting of governmental officials getting the report that the money could be collected, but Portage could still not participate and get that money back. I thought if the money was collected, it was going to be at the county, and if our Portage residents are paying that much money, we ought to get the service. You know, we might as well take the service, even if we don't happen to think it's the best thing. And I don't know whether it's the best thing or not. I just don't know yet.
But knowing that leaves more of an opt-out option than you might have believed otherwise.
It does leave more of an opt-out option for everybody, not just for Portage, for everybody. You know, and the thing to recognize is that the current dispatches are not consolidated. They just happen to be sitting in the same room. So it's still an opt-out option for everybody. And I'm not saying that that's a good thing or a bad thing. The technology issues will probably drive consolidation to be the way to go. But I don't know yet. And I've learned a lot in the last week with the report. I expect that I'll learn a lot more. And again, the whole issues of governance and solving union issues and solving procedural issues and all that stuff has to come into the play in a decision, recognizing that I'm representing the citizens of Portage, but also recognizing that we have to have the overall community interest in mind also. Kalamazoo has to succeed for Portage to succeed. The county has to succeed for Portage to succeed. Western has to succeed for Portage to succeed. So it's a complicated issue. It's more complicated than I actually thought it was, now understanding a little bit more about the law that we've had to report. But there's, as was said at the meeting, there's a lot more work to do and a lot more information to sort out.
Is there any other consolidation of government services that you're in favor of, or at least willing to consider as a way to save costs, perhaps improve service?
Of course, transit is actually going to happen first. We now have the Kalamazoo City Commission on board just this week with the new plan. And that's something that actually I've been driving for 10 years as a member of CATS. We tried to get the county and city to work and play well together 10 years ago, and that led to this whole discussion. White paper came out last January. That was a 3-year process, and at the end it was, well, then maybe we'll think about consolidating. Myself and some township supervisors and some other folks said, this is not good enough. We were told this was going to go. Everybody has said that they were committed to consolidating public transit in Kalamazoo County. We need a better plan forward with definite dates. To the administrator's credit, they came back with that. It's now a 2-year plan. If you haven't seen it, it's out on the county website. It has definite deadlines, definite responsibilities, definite endpoints. And in 2 years, if all goes well, and it depends on some millage election too, we'll have consolidated public transit in the county, and I think that's a good thing. Beyond that, you know, we work together in all sorts of ways. Collaboration, consolidation gets tough. Consolidation gets tough because funding issues then become wider than the individual community. Governance issues become wider than the individual community. And I don't know that I see another opportunity like dispatch or like transit to completely move to a consolidated authority kind of thing. I mean, you might think about a fire authority, you might think about a police authority. Somebody posed as a potential question not long ago, and if you think transit's hard or you think consolidated dispatch is hard, police and fire, countywide, the 15 departments that there are with all the township departments or maybe more, that's something that would take 20 years, even if it was a good idea. So I think we need to get through transit, which in my mind's a go. There are some issues yet to overcome. We need to have the discussion on dispatch and work through that and see where that ends up. That will give us a model for combined governance, combined funding, although that one's a little bit special. Transit gives us maybe a better model for that. And once we are through those, either with consolidation or without, whatever the decision is, I think that will give us a model that we could look at other things and see if they have the potential of ever working.
To bring this back to revenue, you kind of opened with that. Southwest Michigan first presented results of a study this past summer. It showed that local governments need to consider how they spend money, but also how they raise it. And, of course, there's a lot of restrictions in there from the state that make it difficult to consider different methods. But are there some different ideas that you have for how the city of Portage could bring in more revenue? What would they be?
There are limits. A citizen just recently asked me in an email, and I explained some of these challenges of revenue, and she asked, what are you going to do to solve that revenue issue? And the answer is, again, I'm not sure, and I don't know. There's talk about income taxes. There's talk about sales taxes. There's talk, and the other point, bluntly, is that Portage has one of the lowest municipal tax rates of the 40 cities that are comparable in Michigan. We're about number 8 or 9 from the bottom. Many of those have an income tax also. Now, I'm not saying I'm advocating raising taxes in Portage, but it may come to a point where we need to ask the citizens, what do you want to do? Do you want us to have a smaller fire and police department? Do you want us to not have the quality of parks that we have? Or do you want us to fund us at a higher level? It simply comes down to that. Portage has done an excellent job with the funds that we have. Long ago, we went to defined contribution for pension. Our health costs are way under control. We don't have the unfunded liability that other cities have issues with. So we're living within our means now. The hit next year and whatever we do with that, we'll have to solve. And then going forward, we're going to have to, again, look at where we're at in terms of our core services and ask the folks, the citizens, is this where you want us to be, or do you want us to be at a higher or lower level in services? And here's what it's going to cost us to do that. Now, we're hoping that some of the social programs, if you will, the entertainment programs, the park programs, we're hoping we can look for some private partners for some of those. And we're always open to that, and we're doing a more directed search for that kind of partnership, sponsorship, if you will. But these are issues that can't be solved with fees and private partnerships and those kinds of things. There has to be a discussion countywide about funding governmental services, whether it's in Portage or Kalamazoo or Kalamazoo County or the townships or whatever. And we're going to have that discussion. We're going to have to be willing to have that discussion, and we're going to have to be willing to make those decisions.
So before we go ahead and start talking about whatever new revenues might come in, let me ask you, are there any services remaining out there in the city of Portage that you think the city should consider scaling back or cutting in order to try and cut costs one more time?
There are things we've lost now that I wish we hadn't. Some of the park programs, some of the other things. We talk about a number of years ago when the revenues started decreasing, the council was asked by the administration, should we close the senior center? Or do you want to close the senior center? And the answer from the entire council then was no. The cost is only about $200,000. It just doesn't save the kind of money that we need to save. The only way, if we take big revenue hits without replacing it, the only way to solve that is people. There aren't that many people left to cut. So closing the parks isn't going to save a whole lot of money. Closing the senior center isn't going to save a whole lot of money. you know, we've cut back Christmas displays, we've cut back flowers. Some of these are more representative than functional in terms of cuts. You know, the entertainment series that we are going to discontinue, some of the other programs, park programs that we've discontinued, they were labor intensive in terms of part-time labor, and that's why those were programs that helped us with our budget, balancing our budget. But are there things I want to eliminate or I think should be cut back? No. Our parks are one of our jewels. They're the thing that draws people to Portage. I'd hate to see any of those closed or shuttered or the maintenance cut back. In fact, we now have, you know, we had the great gift of from the Eliason family of the property on Shaver and Osterhout that allows us to extend a trail and link some things together. And that's a great thing for us to develop in the future. There just isn't a lot left. We're down to just about the bare bones in terms of employees, unless we start cutting police and fire staffing. And again, I'm not advocating that. It's going to be a decision of revenue versus cuts, and cuts really are folks at this point in order to save the kinds of money we have to save. It's, you know, I said 60% of the general revenue fund is police and fire. 90% of that is personnel costs, salaries and benefits. That's the reality that we have to deal with, and people have to understand that that's the reality and have the frank discussion. We'll have to see how the vote goes on the business personal property tax, and even if it goes away, it's still a very complicated issue on what their state's going to allow us to do to come back to recover some of that revenue. The entire business personal property tax is not going away. There's a large commercial section that's staying, so we're still going to have to administer that, so it's not like we're getting rid of an entire program that we no longer have to staff or think about. And in fact, I understand now that the state of Michigan is going to have to create a new department just to administer this replacement revenue, these replacement revenue programs. So I don't know. Things to cut to save money, it's tough. We look every day. Our administration looks every day. And you ask about consolidation. Collaboration is probably an easier thing to do. And we've directed our administration a couple of times to take another look and see. And they've pretty much come back and said, you know, we've combined the SWAT teams. We've combined some other response teams. We've got first response agreements now between Portage and Kalamazoo and some others where if our truck can get there faster, we'll go there first, not just to help them out. Those kinds of things we look for every day, and they help. All of that helps. But things to slash, to get rid of, to keep from having to raise taxes, we're going to have that bigger discussion as things come by and we look and see where we're at. I'm not either for or against the referendum on getting rid of business personal property tax. It's a tax that makes it difficult to that makes businesses uncomfortable. I'm not saying it's a good tax. The problem with getting rid of it again is the hit. And the other problem is that enacting these taxes locally, replacing these taxes locally, now pit community against community. We have the PA 198 tax abatements, which some communities give at higher levels or lower levels, and that kind of pits one community against another. If Portage has a business public service tax and Schoolcraft doesn't, we now have a dividing line that may drive a business to the other side of the street. And that's the kind of big problem that this gives us. And I keep coming back to it. I know I keep coming back to it, but it's because it's the thing that keeps me awake at night. And the state doesn't have the answers yet. The legislature hasn't had the political will to develop the answers yet. It took them a year to decide to finally get rid of the tax, recognizing they didn't have the replacement in place. And we still don't. The legislation isn't there yet. We don't know what it's going to be. And that's what's scary. to myself and trying to serve the citizens of Portage with all the services that they need in police, fire, water, sewer, community development, and business building inspections and those things. And the if you want to call them luxuries of a senior center serving a large group of folks, the park system, those are all quality of life issues that make Portage more valuable than less valuable. And getting rid of them, I think, would be a mistake. And again, I don't know that that's the answer to any of our problems either.
Terry Urban, thank you for your time.
You're more than welcome. Thank you.